Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Rehab, everybody. We made it another week. It's a beautiful thing. It's always a beautiful thing to make it to another day. Even though it was a long day for me, it still was a good day, because every day is a good day, especially when you can make it to rehab. If you don't know by now, I'm going to let you know, we have rules when it comes to rehab. But they're very simple rules, very easy rules to follow. The rules go: no judgment, zero bad energy, zero negativity, zero problems, zero cares. Rehab is your time to take your time to relax. So just enjoy this moment. This is your moment. It's not my moment. This is your moment. Just remember that this your moment would always be your moment. So now that you leave all that negativity outside the door, I need you to take your shoes off, take your socks off, take your hat off, whatever makes you feel comfortable so you can enjoy rehab. How was your day? How was your week? Yeah, I know. It's been a long week for me, too. I understand. But it's okay. You know, we did make it to the day. Oh, me personally, like I said, it was a long day, long week. Excuse me. My favorite team, football team, lost last Sunday. So, you know, that put me in a bad spot, you know. It's just how it works sometimes. Sometimes your teams lose. Sometimes your teams win. You really can't do much about that. I wouldn't consider them a failure just because they lost one game. We know a little bit about football. They play 16 games. So one game, losing one game, isn't really that bad. So they have 15 more tries to try to get it right. Whether they get it right or not, who knows? But I wouldn't consider them failures. You know, you've seen it. If you don't watch football, you don't understand football. I understand that not everybody's into sports. It makes sense. I mean, there's so many other things to be into. But if you don't watch football, you at least watch the Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl, when the Falcons were up on the Patriots 28-3, and some way, somehow, Atlanta decided to lose that game or found a way to lose that game. Would you consider Atlanta being a failure of a team because they lost that Super Bowl? Some might say yes. Some might say no. I say no. And why? You say, well, they lost the Super Bowl. They were up 25 points and still lost. How are they not a failure? You know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl? Let's not forget that you have to play 16 games in the regular season, and then if you don't get a certain amount of games in the playoffs, you got to get towards those games and win those games. That in itself is success. Just because you lose the Super Bowl, where only two teams make it to the Super Bowl every year, it's not make you a failure just because you lost. It's just that we've been bred and taught that if you don't win, you lose. If you don't succeed, you fail. So what is that about? What is failure about? I had wanted to play football when I was younger. And I spent all my life playing, all my adolescence, I played football, played football, played football. And then I got to a point in college where I was like, okay, I'm going to try one more time. Even though I hadn't played for 4 years before that. And then my roommate said, hey, man, you haven't been working out. You haven't been doing anything. Why in the world are you going to try to play football? And then I had a moment with myself. I said, oh, I really won't be able to play football. I really won't be able to. And I had thoughts like, wait, am I a failure now? Did I fail at this whole football thing? And I just got deep into my thoughts and what did I do wrong and why did I take this path knowing I'm not going to be able to complete what I wanted to always wanted to do in my life. And I realized something. That doesn't make me a failure. That just makes me not play football. It's all a mindset. When we talk about failures and failing, these things come in a form of testing. Do you notice that? You ever think about that? Only when you really only fail literally in life is when you look down at the test and you don't do well at the test. Does that make you a failure? If you get a bad SAT score, you're a failure according to the academic world. But that doesn't mean you're not good at a lot of other things. As a matter of fact, that just means you might not have studied well, or you might have had a late, long night, or anything could have been happening. You could have had a lot of stress, which made you, quote unquote, fail the test or get a low score. Failing only comes in forms of testing. Outside of that, what is failing? So around this time in the show, I like to ask a question of the week. This is the fifth week. And so as your coach, excuse me, I'm not your coach to peace. I'm your assistant coach to peace. You're the coach to peace. You and peace are putting together a team between you and peace. And all I want to do is assist you all to get more peace, to win the peace championship. And once you win the peace championship, you might win two or three, four peace championships in a row. So back to the point, question of the week. How do you handle failure? Like I said, when I found out I wasn't going to play football anymore, I thought to myself, man, am I a failure? So right now, think about how do you handle failure? And I'll be back. Another time, because remember, failure is something we all go through, and I really and truly believe that failure just is all between your ears and your mind and your head. You can only fail a test, and really and truly, that's just someone else's test. That's someone telling you that you can't pass according to their standard. You can fail a test and be great at the thing you failed in a test, Dad, if that makes any sense. So I was thinking about when I was going through this long drawn out job finding situation thing. It was really hard on me, like trying to find a job in this world when you don't have certain credentials, when you don't have certain experience that people are looking for. It's a really hard thing. So I'm looking, I went on a job interview one time, a group interview. I walk in the door, sit down, about four or five people in the room, six people. the guy, I mean, the place goes, shall remain nameless. I won't put the place out there. I sit down. The guy begins the interview by saying, whose is blah, blah here, is X person here, is so-and-so here. And I was only one out of the people he called. He said, you may leave now because your license was suspended in the last 2 years. You talking about feeling bad, feeling like a failure in a room full of people, I got kicked out. I'm not going to go through the details of what I did when I got home. I'm not going to go through details of what I did when I was walking in that parking lot. All I have to say is the feeling of failing is a bad one. But it was literally only in between my ears, in my head. Because where I'm at today, I'm so glad I didn't get that job. But then you couldn't tell me that I didn't need that job. Because when it comes to money and when you're trying to build or do certain things in the world that's set up for us, you need money. If you don't have money, even though money means nothing, but that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother time. If you don't have money, you don't have anything in this world. And so in order to build to what you're trying to get to, you need money. And I didn't have it. I literally still don't have it. But my point is, I was so down in the dumps because I thought I failed. I was telling myself I was a failure. I can't get a job. I can't pass an interview. I'm not worth this. I'm not doing that. And all that was done by me. And I forgot to mention or forgot to remind myself that, hey, wait a minute. I made it to the interview. I have a car to drive to the interview. I have a place to go to afterwards. And this goes back to what I was talking about in week 3, about the little things in life. I was so stuck on the fact that I didn't pass that interview that I thought I was a failure. So that's all it is. Failure, you ask yourself that question this week. How do I handle failure? And I just explained to you basically how I handle it. Failure is just a word to me. Because at the end of the day, whether I fail or whether you fail or whether they fail, it has nothing to do with anybody but you. If you hang around a bunch of people that tell you you're a failure, you shouldn't be hanging with them anyway. So when you fail, usually most people around you that care about you are going to bring you up and tell you that it'd be okay. So only person really dealing with the failure, quote unquote, is you or me. I'm not putting you out there. I'm just saying I'm the assistant coach to peace. And the closer we can get to peace, the better off we'll be. So think about failure try to think about failure as I think about it. It's just a word. Because you can't hear failure. You can't feel failure. You can't taste failure. You can't smell failure. You can't touch failure. Failure is literally in between your head. So how do you handle failure? Do you fail and then go down deep in almost depression like I was when I didn't get that job interview or when I found out I wasn't going to play football? Or do you finger point at people and say, it's your fault I failed. It's your fault I failed. If you didn't do this, I would have failed. Or do you take failure and go, you know something? That was a life learning experience. I don't think I'm a failure. I'm just going to keep on moving. And I'm going to succeed at something. So whether you fail or succeed, just think of it as failure is just a word. Success is just a word because it's all about what's in between your ears and your head. It really doesn't have to do with anything else but that. People around you in society try to make you seem like you're a failure. Really and truly, as long as you keep yourself up and stay positive, failure is not even nothing but a word. Every Tuesday night at 11, I'll be here to bring you more peace.